Steve's a Marine.
Hey, is this Steve?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Steve, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Is it things slowed down a little bit for you?
Actually, they're ramping up again. We've made it through the whole year without having to borrow any money.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is there any particular reason why things are ramping up again? Or
winterizing.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool.
Oh yeah. See, we're in the seasons, and the Labor Day is officially the last day of summer season, boating season. But we have customers that hold out, and they're starting to come in now because they want to get to the motors before it gets to be freezing. You know, we get snow and all. I don't know where you're calling from, but
I'm not down in San Diego, Southern California.
Yeah, snow. It's this white shit.
I've heard of it.
You guys keep it in the mountains.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
We have it everywhere. Not a lot, you know, but sometimes over the winter we'll get a few feet, but it usually comes and goes and comes and goes.
So that combined with the salt air does, you know, affect the engines, obviously.
Oh yeah, salt water is something to be protected from, and freezing is, you know what I mean? We'll have a couple of weeks where it'll be near zero or even below zero.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, I don't want to write off our conversations yet because I don't know where I'm headed and what I'm doing.
Right.
But
I know the last time we talked.
A month or two months and touch base with me periodically.
Sure. Sure.
But right now, I mean, the last thing I want to do is borrow money if I don't need it.
Exactly, exactly. I just know that the last conversation we had, you were considering bringing on those storage containers for
I still am.
Okay, cool. Yeah, an extension to your existing business or kind of a new one?
No, it's after 27 years of being in business, the building, we've been in it for 16 years, there's an accumulation of shit.
Right, right.
And what I wanted to try and do was buy a few containers, you know, maybe $9,000-$10,000, just add in, you know, 40 feet by 8 feet of storage space times 3 would give me place to put, you know, used pots that we use our used pots, but they're now starting to take up space. And inevitably, if I could get through the junk, you know, in the storage containers, I could always rent them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
To, you know, carpenters and plumbers and, you know, commercial guys that need a little extra space.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a reasonable idea. It's just that I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Right. I'm sure there's still more involved into it.
Give me a ring back in a month, and maybe I'll be more inclined to, you know what I'm going to do.
Sure. No problem. I'll put it in my calendar now. And
all right.
Yeah, I'll reach back out to you around the 12th or the 13th of November.
Terrific.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate your time today, Steve. It's always a pleasure to talk with
you.
No
problem. I know I missed you a lot of times. And
I know you're super busy.
I didn't want you to think I wasn't still interested. I'm just waiting for a more ideal time, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. No problem. I'm here for you. And you know, have a great day, and we'll talk next month.
All right.
Take care, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.